Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Cards on the table here. Usually on the Thursday after the final round of group games in the Champions League, I would try to hook you guys in by bigging up our coverage of all the amazing stories over the last two nights. But let's be honest, Murph, it wasn't great.
If you ever hear me say the words, the Champions League just never disappoints, Owen, please remind me of this week. Please.
Oh, I will. So instead, please enjoy Ken speculating on a big career change for Gary Neville.
So you've seen people turn celebrity into political power. Quite a lot, as it happens over the last few years, including the current Prime Minister of the UK and the previous President of the United States. So, you know, why not? Like Mary Manchester, first up, you know? Why should that discuss Burnham? You know, what's he ever done? You know, how many World Cups has he played in? He was arguably a better footballer than Gary Neville, you know, but Neville had more character, more determination, and that's why he played in three World Cups, you know, however many hundreds of games for Man United. He could be hotelier, restaurateur, sports entrepreneur, coach.
You know, he could run the country like a business.
Okay. But he can run the country he doesn't talk like a normal politician. But you get him in, King in the North, Manchester, and then, you know, he's now one of the major poles of resistance.
March on London.
Well, I mean, we'll have to workshop that name because there's overtones to that. Mm. But we can, we've definitely got something to work with. I mean, this could be Gary Neville could be in Downing Street, you know. I mean, how quickly could he do it? 5 years?
Who's he running for, though?
I don't know.
I'm not entirely sure he's not a conservative. That's Mikey. That would be the slight concern. No,
well,
you know what I mean?
Well, maybe he's a real conservative. Maybe he's the kind of conservative this country's lacked. You know, with all of these
common sense free marketeers,
all these Thatcherites. You know, trying to rip society up. Maybe they forgot about the fabric of society. Maybe he's a fabric of society conservative. Look, I don't want to speculate. You know, we'll hear more. I've no doubt we're going to be hearing more.
Heseltine. Clark, Neville.
But for now, Johnson's card has been marked.
We recorded that bit last night, and since then, Neville has actually called on the country to march on Downing Street, Murph. So perhaps you were right.
Yeah, presumably, you know, a bit more organization than like a Twitter poll is required to get. Maybe not, though. I don't know how
political activism works at this level. He literally says, I have no idea how to organise. Facepalm emoji. But again, that's Gary maybe putting across the everyman appeal that he would hope to have. He says the march is to stand up for truth and integrity in our democracy against the scoundrel and his disciples.
I don't think he's a fit.
Scoundrel is a good word, to be fair.
Yeah, no. That's nicely done from Gary Neville. So maybe Ken is onto something there. At least a lack of excitement in the Champions League this week kept the scourge of modern football at bay.
Ronaldo, when I met Ronaldo, it was just a dream come true, and he said to me, are you okay? Because I was crying. Happy tears.
Kiss. No, not for me. Kiss.
the girl who got Ronaldo's shirt was on the Late Late Show.
Christmas is for kids.
Which, by the way, I don't agree with. It's so annoying, though. These kids, but why do they need to be on the pitch? The pitch is for the players, the team, and the supporters.
This time of year we all turn into...
Come on. Children who invade the pitch are being invited onto the Late Late Show and showered with gifts.
No, not for me.
So Ken's feelings on this confuse me, because since Mark put that audio bed together, he has doubled down on part of his theory. Mm. That kids going on the pitch to politely ask for a jersey is apparently a really, really bad thing. Yes. But he revealed yesterday that kids getting on the pitch to steal a football is good, for example.
Yeah.
So his issue is not with children hogging the limelight as such. It's more with just polite kids.
Yeah. Obsequious, bad, insolent, good. That's basically what he's going for. To be honest, I think there are a number of holes in Ken's theorem here. I don't want to speak ill of him. He's not on this.
No, but not, when he was on, we also did pick one or two holes. So
yeah, yeah, it's true. It kind of feels like it is very much situation based. You know, he just kind of takes a look at whatever the kid is doing and decides, I don't like it. Yes, I do like it.
For me or not for me?
Yeah, that's basically what happens in his brain every time. So I just don't know that there's a coherent political, theorem at play here.
His moral compass, Murph, it's hard to read on this one, to use a phrase. All right, now, members, I'm going to play you a clip here that hasn't even gone out to our members yet. Don't tell them. This could get me in an awful lot of trouble. You okay with this, Murph? I need this to be okayed by at least one colleague before
I'm turning
I
a blind eye. I'm going to plead ignorance.
Plausible deniability.
Yeah. I mean, if this clip was played, and I don't know that it was, I wasn't there. That's basically, that's going to be my defense.
I'm on my own here then. It's from a fascinating interview with an amazing individual. It's coming up tomorrow for World Service members. Willie Anderson, the former Ireland rugby captain whose book Crossing the Line won our Sports Book of the Year prize last week. Willie grew up in Six Mile Cross in Tyrone before and during the Troubles.
Oliver, my brother and myself, my father was an Orange man and we were part of that society. We both were then taught how to play the pipes. And like Oliver was five and I think I was seven or seven and a half. And like we played the pipes in under the 12th for like 30 years. And it was just another tradition that we adhered to. And, you know, I probably, because I was into football when I was a cub and then rugby, I was always very envious of the guys over the hedge, literally over the hedge, being able to play Gaelic football on a Sunday, you know, because Sunday was you weren't allowed to whistle on a Sunday in our society. But we played the pipes and we enjoyed the piping, not to sort of promote our sort of orangeness or unionness. It was a day out and that's the way we took it, because normally when we got a wee bit older and we knew what alcohol was, we get out of the field and go down to the nearest pub and have the best day's crack of our lives, you know. But then it came to a point whereby there was a few threats towards me because I was played for Ireland and I was coaching Ireland. And my father said, look, you're going to have to watch yourself, you know. You're going to have to watch yourself from our side because there's a lot of people don't really like it. So I had to literally knock that on the head.
I knocked the piping on the head. Okay. All right. And so you obviously had to take those threats extremely seriously.
Yeah. Yes, it had to. And that's just the way, you know, it was. And I resented, you know, my side not understanding, like, for anyone to play for their country is the greatest honour that you can be bestowed upon you.
That wasn't his only story along those lines. He was also told by his dad to stop seeing a Catholic girl because he might get shot by one side or the other. That was his dad's great fear. There is some lighter stuff in there too, I should say. Willie is quite a gregarious character. And the conversation also gave me the excuse to reveal the greatest banner ever unfurled at an Irish sporting event. .. Sign up on secondcaptains.com for a 5-month plus VAT to find out more.
I don't know if that particular side is worth the fiver a month, but I will say that there are other things that will probably, you know, bump it up to good value. That's all I'm saying.
It's going to be absolute carnage.
Thanks, Murph.
Thanks, Owen.
Thanks for listening.
Whose phone is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
the second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're concerned about mental health or looking to get into self-improvement, join me at the Piece by Piece podcast. There, I'm interviewing everyday people and experts alike about how to overcome difficulties around mental health. Speaking of which, I just released an interview with a mental health historian and another with two friends who are healthcare workers.
If these conversations interest you, check us out at Piece by Piece. That's Piece with an A, B-I, and then Piece with an I. Thank you so much.